This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And yes, it is Wednesday morning. Your 30 Minutes to Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic begins now. If you have a question for Dr. Turlop, catch him while he's in the studio live till 12 o'clock noon. It's all about your health, your wellness. That's what Turlop Chiropractic and Dr. Turlop is all about. If you're looking for a chiropractor or know someone that is, their office is on Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19. You can call them at 352-666-2222. Without further ado, your 30 Minutes of Vitality begins now with Dr. Tim Turlop. Good afternoon, Dr. Turlop. And I say that every time I say afternoon. To me, it's like afternoon. I start so early in the morning. Yeah,
yeah, it's
exactly.
Like the end of the day for you.
Right, right.
I get it. So it's a good thing. And it's a gorgeous day at that.
Yeah.
What a beautiful drive over here. This is like the perfect time of year. Cool in the morning, warm in the day. It doesn't get much better than this.
There you go.
It's gorgeous. So as we say every week, this is 30 Minutes to Vitality, and we are built. We are innately created to express vitality. The only problem we have is interference to that, right? There's only two types,
yeah.
Right? We're getting stuff that we don't need that needs to go, or we ain't getting the stuff we do need that we need to add, right? It's that simple. And before we jump into the topic for today, just want to make sure I invited all the ladies again, because tomorrow night is our sixth annual ladies night. We're having a roaring 20s evening from 6 till 9 p.m. at the office at 8466 Northcliff. A lot of fun. I think we have upwards of, 100 different very cool prizes and baskets and stuff. We've got, what do we have? My goodness gracious. I think we've got a 4-day cruise as a grand prize. We've got a $1,000 spa package. We've got all kinds of really cool stuff. We've got 28 different vendors, local businesses that are there going to be there, all directed towards things ladies find engaging. Three different types of wine that will be served all night, hors d'oeuvres, food, music. Just a really great time. It's a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. They, of course, will be there. You guys will, of course, be there doing a live broadcast from the site, etc. So anybody who's there, grab a few girlfriends, come on down. It will be a great time and for a great cause.
It's always been, and it will be again tomorrow. So don't miss it. 6 to 9, Turlop Chiropractic, Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19.
Yeah, and since we're talking a little bit about with the American Cancer Society, it's kind of and with ladies, we talked a couple of times about seeds and specifically hit on flaxseed, et cetera, which has brought up seeds, et cetera, because they're such a cool, simple component of wellness and well-being and preventative stuff that one of the things that we had happened at the office is lots of people were coming on, and ladies, guys coming and go, well, I'm using chia seed, or I'm using hemp seed, or I use sesame seed, or I just use tahini. People go, what the heck is tahini? Yeah. Ground up sesame seeds. Right. I use tahini. Well, that it brought up all kinds of really cool questions about what's the best seed to use, which was great. So I still, flax is my favorite, chia my next. Hemp the next. Now, and it brought up then deliveries. People go, well, then how do you do it? Because, flaxseed, you can't take the whole seed. You're not going to get any nutritional value from it at all. You got to grind it up, right? And make sure that you're using it in a ground manner. And people are going, well, how do you use it? What do you put it? Do I just like take a spoonful of the seed and chew it? Or what? And we went through all of that stuff. And so it made me think my favorite delivery way is actually in a smoothie.
Yeah, same here.
Right. It's my favorite way to do it. Take a couple of tablespoons of seed. Did it this morning. This morning I used chia seed in my smoothie, right? And put a couple of tablespoons of whole chia in there. I had no idea that there were any seeds at all in my smoothie.
That's right.
Right. Because I'm using a Vitamix, right? To actually create this. So I thought what we'd actually do is hit on, we haven't talked about smoothies itself for quite some time.
All right. Well, just in 1 minute.
Yeah.
My favorite way, if you want to grind them up, by the way, just to throw this in, is with a coffee grinder.
Sure.
But we do have a caller on the phone. So we want to go straight to that caller to see if they got a question about seeds or whatever the case may be. Hello.
Good morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can you hear me?
Must have been my
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
turn down your radio.
You there. I had a quick question on the flaxseed. You were talking about grinding them up. Now, you'd also mentioned you buy a bag of them for a couple bucks. I actually did that at a store. What's the difference between you grinding it up and just buying it already seeded up that way?
Hold on a second, caller. There we go. Right. If you turn down your radio, we won't get that feedback.
Okay, go ahead.
There right, we go. You. Good morning. Hi.
Yeah, what I was wondering on the black seed.
Yes.
Okay, you had talked about grinding it up.
Yes.
Or buying it in the bag already made up, and that's what I did, was buy it in the bag made up. What's the difference between the two?
Well, actually, that's a wonderful question. The best way to do it is to buy it whole for ourselves and then grind it at home, because, again, once it's ground up, the seed, the whole, the husk on that seed is kind of like the refrigerator, if you will. It actually maintains the freshness of the seed inside. All the good stuff that's inside there is maintained and preserved. So once it's ground up, it gets exposed to the air, and then the nutritional value of it will actually degrade over time. So you don't know how long that bag has been sitting there. While it may be tight, airtight, it's not completely airtight, never is. So it's going to degrade over time, its nutritional value. So the best thing to do is to buy the whole seeds and then grind up. You know, JW just mentioned he uses a little coffee grinder, and that's fine, or a blender or whatever, to grind it up. You can put it in a little container, throw it in the freezer. And then when you want to do it, I just keep a tablespoon inside the seeds. I pull it out, and I just take it right out of there, dump it out. So it's quick, it's easy, it's not inconvenient, and I'm getting the best nutrition of it, because it really is important. It's not that much effort. Really simple stuff to make sure we're getting the best nutritional kick we can. That's a great question.
Okay, because I use it in like a carnation breakfast that I have in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll just put it in with that. But so I'm losing quite a bit by buying it as the bag and just putting that in. I should go ahead and grind.
It is the best way to do it. The bag is a great step, but you're still going to get a good nutritional kick from it. That's awesome. But if you want to know the best, it's buy it whole, grind it yourself, and use it that way.
So use up the bag and then start buying it whole and then grinding it up.
Amen.
All right, and what's interesting, you really don't taste it. I've done it in both chocolate and vanilla carnation breakfasts.
Yeah.
And you know it's there, but it does not give any aftertaste or bad taste or anything like that. So I was pretty surprised about that.
Exactly right. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it's great. I love doing it just about every morning, or I'll put it in like orange juice or whatever I feel like having.
Fantastic. Yeah, and you can put it in drinks too. A lot of people do that as well, because it really doesn't change the beverage, and you still get that wonderful nutritional kick.
And that's what I was hoping for. All right, thank you very much. You've been extremely helpful.
Awesome call. Thanks so much.
All right, very good.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Very good. And just to, if the caller's still listening there, if he turned it back up, my wife usually turns me down, but right, if you turned it back up, you know, we're going to talk about the smoothie, and if you want to take it to even to the next level, uh-huh, instead of doing the Carnation Instant, and I know how quick that is.
Yeah.
That's one of the cool things about smoothies.
Yeah.
Instead of doing that, make a quick smoothie in the morning. And we're going to talk about why that's probably singly one of the coolest things that we can do nutritionally for ourselves. We talk about adding the interference, mm-hmm, right, when we're not getting enough. Remember, in America today, right, about 90% of our caloric intake on a daily basis is not from vegetables and fruits. 90%. The average diet in America, only 10% comes from vegetables and fruits. Now, here's you go, well, 10%, that's not a lot, but at least it's something. Not really, because in that 10%, the statistics actually use about 2.8% comes from potato chips. They qualify potato chips as a
goodness.
Vegetable. Another 3.2% comes from French fries.
Oh, my Lord.
Right? So only 4% comes from fresh vegetables and fruits in America today. I was like, you're qualifying French fries and potato chips as a vegetable? But they do, in under the statistics. So only about 4% of our caloric intake on a daily basis is coming from fresh vegetables and fruits. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Right? So that's why this becomes, so you know, the Carnation breakfast is a great way to get some nutritional kick in the hiney. Adding the flax seed is really great. If you want to take it to the next ramp up, add a smoothie to it because of the quickness of it. One of the reasons why it's so really critical. So even if, say, 4%. If I want to take that 4% of the calories and even want to make that, I can triple that amount of the nutrition I get.
Mm.
So if it's greens, let's say, any of the hard vegetables, but particularly greens, because they're the most nutritionally dense, nutritionally wonderful food that we can possibly eat, whether it's your kale, it's your romaine, it's your spinach, it's whatever, right? Bok choy, doesn't matter. Dark green leafy vegetables are the most nutritionally dense food on the planet. Right. So if I'm getting 4% of my calories, if I put that thing in a smoothie, I'm literally tripling the amount of nutrition per calorie that I get.
That's right.
Right? So it releases because it's bound. I don't know if anybody remembers when we talked about the lignans, that particular phytoestrogen that's in flax seeds. Well, I've had people bring this up at the office too. So, well, I do the flax oil. So I'm getting it, right? And I go, no, you're not, because the lignans are bound to the fiber in the flax. Mm. So when you extract it, you're getting none of that. You're not getting the fiber. You're not getting the lignans. You're not getting so much stuff that's in a flax seed, right? Because you're extracting just the oil. Huh. Right? So we're getting that whole seed because it's bound to the fiber, right? So the fibers are what keep all that nutrition packed inside the leaf. Right? The fiber is the outer component, like the bubbles that you're packing bubbles.
Yep.
Right? The nutrition's inside the bubble. The fiber is the plastic bubble itself. So I got to rip open the bubbles, right, to actually get to the good stuff inside the bubbles. And so I put it in my Vitamix. I put it in my BlendTec. Those are the two best units to use. There's a few others out there, and everybody, I get it, will go, hey, I want to get a Ninja. Is that the same thing? No, it's not.
No.
It will not be as delicious.
Right.
It will not be as smooth. You will not continually enjoy it, so you will stop.
That's right.
Right? I'm just telling you what, 3 decades of experience with this.
I'm telling you from experience as well, too. I use a Vitamix. I tried the Ninja, and I was like, this is not the same. Stopped using it. Yeah. So I went back to the Vitamix.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not. And I understand. But again, so people go, yeah, but the BlendTec and Vitamixes, man, they can run anywhere from $300 to $600. Mm. Well, if you go on, actually, you can get refurbished ones directly from Vitamix. Go to their website, get a refurbished one, has the original warranty on it, and you can get it for a couple hundred.
Yeah.
You will not be buying another one. I just replaced one after 16 years of using it every single day.
I've had mine for 20.
Right?
At least, yeah.
And so, right, so people go, well, that's a lot of money. My mother would have, it's a lot of money for a blender.
Yeah.
I go, well, if it were just a darn blender that you're going to use every 3 months to make a margarita, Mom, you're right. That's exceedingly expensive for that. But if you're going to be using it, it's because it's one of the best nutritional kicks. I've had patients say, well, should I buy your Core 4 or should I do the smoothies you're talking about? And if it's a choice, well, actually, both is the best answer. But if I go, don't buy the Core 4. Go home and do smoothies, for gosh sakes.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding.
Wow.
Right? Because if I'm going to do it the way we're going to talk about here, that is the most significant nutritional kick in the hiney I can do for myself.
Cool.
And anybody else, for that matter. Right? So we want to make sure, if it's between the two, do a smoothie.
Okay.
Right? I say do both,
right.
Please. Right? That's really going to elevate you. But if you can't have with a choice, just do the smoothie.
Okay.
Right? So you get a Vitamix, you get a BlendTec, get a refurbished one, save yourself a good amount of money, get the original warranty, it'll last forever. Great. Enough said on that. Right? So we get that 4%. How would it be great with the same quantity of food to make it of my caloric, the caloric value stays the same, but my nutritional intake becomes now 12%. Right. I just tripled it because I threw it inside there. Now, again, I'm not going to be throwing I actually have patients who do that, put celery and carrots and broccoli and stuff. I don't do that with my smoothies because it just doesn't, to me, it doesn't taste good.
Okay.
Right. And so that's the key here, is learning some of the basic classes that we want to put in these where the nutritional density is great, but then make it yourself, how you enjoy making it, so it's delicious.
How much nutritional value does celery actually have? Because
a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it seems so bland to me.
It does.
Uh-huh.
It does.
Okay.
But it's sort of like, it's mostly water content.
Yeah.
But it's water content with fabulous minerals, and some of the insoluble and insoluble fibers are fabulous.
Huh.
So it's really, anybody has a trouble sleeping, my gosh, try about 6 ounces of pure celery juice before you go to bed.
Uh-huh.
You'll sleep like
a baby.
No
kidding.
Right? Wow. It's amazing. Do that for a few nights in a row, right? You'll go, it's so weird. Celery juice, it doesn't taste bad. It's like drinking water almost.
Right.
Right? When you'll sleep like somebody hit you in the back of the head. It's crazy.
That's incredible.
Yeah, because of the different mineral content that's in the celery. Just a quick tip.
Sure.
Right? But with the smoothies, again, the couple of three things that we want to put, we mentioned the flax seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good, flax, chia, hemp, sesame, all great seeds to throw in there. My favorite is flax, particularly for ladies because of the lignin content.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has almost 5 times the content that chia seeds do. And chias have a lot of lignins as well. But flax kicks just the hiney off of chia seeds.
Okay.
So for anti-cancer properties, particularly breast cancer for ladies, right, it is phenomenal, as well as ovarian and uterine, but it is phenomenally helpful for ladies. So with ladies, I always say, use flaxseed. Please use the flaxseed, right? But throw in a seed. So we throw in a seed, we throw in dark leafy vegetable, And that sounds so weird in a smoothie, but you can make it so that you'll never taste it. And we'll teach you how here in just a second.
Yep.
Right? Because, again, the reason we do the good blender is, again, because you have to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get all the nutritional density out of it. It does a better job at that. But it also makes it enjoyable.
Because
if it's not enjoyable, you'll stop.
Yeah.
And the idea here is to continue this. It's that little bit over a long period of time will dramatically change your health outcome and your vitality. Mm-hmm. It's just one of the coolest things we can do. So we add the seeds, a dark green leafy vegetable, right? And then we make sure we have a dark berry. Those are the three basics, right? Can I throw in bananas? Of course. Can I throw in pineapple? You betcha. How about mango? How about a nice ripe pear? How about some peaches? How about, sure.
Apple.
Yeah. Anything I want, I can throw inside that smoothie so I enjoy it. Now, you can use to make it the consistency you want. Would you use water, juice, milk? What do you use? Right? I like to use water and a little splash of juice.
Oh, I use orange juice myself.
Sure.
Yeah, a little bit of water.
Some people don't want to get the extra. And again, with all that fiber you're getting from all those other components, you don't have to worry about the glycemic index of juice.
Right.
Juice is not the health beverage they try to make it out to be.
Right.
Because it's removed from the fiber. So we drink it and bam, we get this rush of glucose that's just not good for us.
Okay.
It really is not. And trust me, for years, it's been a couple of decades since I believed it and knew that from the research, right? I used to do it.
Yeah.
It's just not a healthful thing to do.
Okay.
But when I put it with all those other fibers from the seeds and from the vegetables and from the fruits, it just becomes part. It slows down that absorption of the extra glucose and the fructose from the juices.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right? But I usually go about half and half water to juice.
Yeah.
Right? And just throw in, you know, splash of juice. And can I change the character of my flavor by the type of juice I throw in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does pineapple juice make it taste one way?
Yeah.
How about an orange mango juice?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. How about a little splash of palm?
Beet juice. Even.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Beet juice can even do it. Right? You can change this flavor so dramatically and the sweetness character of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it changes it entirely. Right? And then you put in just a little bit of that and then add water to consistency. Mm-hmm. Some smoothies are fantastic with almond milk. Right. Or a little bit of soy milk, believe it or not. They're absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I make one smoothie. We call it a choco cherry bomb in our family. Right. It's 3 cups of kale and about a cup of frozen cherries. And we put in 2 tablespoons of de-alkalized cacao powder and about a half a cup of almond milk. Right. Blend that together. It's like having a chocolate cherry ice cream.
Wow. Sounds good.
It's over the top. It sounds crazy because it's kale. And the first time I heard it, I went, that can't be that good. That's just got to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right. And I tried it and it was actually one of my daughters actually presented it to me. And I went, I'll try it because you made it.
Yeah.
But sounds weird. And I was like, well, you got any more of that? Because that's fantastic. Surprised me. Right. It's amazing the flavors that you can put in.
It is.
Now, the greens that we want to use, it doesn't make any difference. Right. The ones that are the mildest, believe it or not, baby spinach has almost no flavor at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When you put it inside and you, how much do I put in? 3 to 5 ounces. Now, remember when I put in, say, I'm going to use round numbers so it's easy. Five ounces of baby spinach into my smoothie. Right. So if I ate a 5 ounce baby spinach salad, you know, being a modest, small to medium sized salad. Right. It would take me 5-10 minutes to eat my salad.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd absorb about 25-28% of the nutrition that's in that salad in those leaves.
Uh-huh.
We know this from research, right? So when it comes out the other end, there's still 70-75% of the nutrition that was in that leaf, in that spinach, is in the potty, is where it goes, right? I put that 5 ounces into my BlendTec, right? And I turn it on. I'm now getting about 85% of the nutrition in the same amount of spinach, but I'm more than tripling the absorption of the amount of nutrition. Same amount of food.
Awesome.
But I triple the nutrition I'm getting, right? So it's like eating 15 ounces of spinach, more than actually,
wow.
Right? So could you sit down and literally eat a 16 ounce, a full pound spinach salad?
It'll take a while.
If you had an hour and 15 exactly. minutes, because that's a lot of chewing.
Yeah, it is.
Right? That's a huge salad.
Yep.
But that's the amount of nutrition I'm getting from just throwing 5 ounces in my smoothie with a banana and 8 ounces of frozen blueberries and half an apple.
Yeah.
Right? A splash of orange juice, a little bit of water, 2 tablespoons of flaxseed, and right?
Yep.
And I've only got about 400 or 500 calories, right? And I've got so much nutrition. Now, the fruit, let's say the blueberries, does it do the same thing for nutritional content on blueberries? Not as much, because your fruits tend to be softer, and the nutrition is not as tightly bound in the fibers and in the fruit itself. But we will double the amount of nutrition. So if I get 7 ounces of blueberries, again, it's like I just ate 14 ounces of blueberries.
Okay.
Right? What? Right? You can't eat that much food.
I know it.
Right? But you can get that much nutrition by putting it in a smoothie. Right? So in a country where we're only getting 4% from fresh vegetables and fruits of our caloric intake on a daily basis, this is an amazing, because we run, our bodies love fresh vegetables and fruits. Love them. Right? The research is unequivocally clear. And no one can show. I don't care how many times Sam Elliott says beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yeah.
And with that really cool voice of his.
Right? Multi-million-dollar voice.
It's a great voice, right? I mean, with the truck commercials and all. I mean, it's a great voice. He can say that as much as he wants. But it doesn't have the nutrition that vegetables and fruits do. Doesn't mean become vegetarian. Just means that that doesn't have the nutrition.
True.
So if that's all I've eaten, right, I ain't getting what my body needs. And I shouldn't be surprised then when I get colon cancer and I get Alzheimer's disease and I get all kinds of degenerative diseases from eating excessive amounts and not enough vegetables and fruits. So in our country, it's such a cool strategy to get this done. It really, really is so simple. So the greens, again, I mentioned baby spinach, probably one of my favorites because there's very little flavor. The next would be romaine, right? And again, 3 to 6 ounces, that's all you have to throw in there, right? No big deal, right? The next one, now kale is nutritionally super dense, but it's also super flavorful.
Yes, it is.
Right, and you really have to like kale to dig a smoothie that actually has kale in it, unless like that chocolate cherry bomb thing, you can't tell there's kale in it.
Right.
It's very weird, right? But you can't tell it's even in there, but you have to like kale. So maybe you just put in 1 or 2 ounces of kale and 1 or 2 ounces of spinach. Great, right? And you won't get much flavor at all. And then you can put just maybe just a little bit more pineapple juice with that one and make it as sweet and delicious as you can imagine, right? They almost become dessert-like, right? And they filling, do. I mean, filling, you can have one for breakfast. You know, the gentleman mentioned having the carnation with the flaxseed in it. Good thing, right? Want to make it a great thing? Make this smoothie. Now, the cool thing with the BlendTec and a Vitamix is that the cleanup, the prep time and the cleanup time is nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So you throw it in the Vitamix. I use frozen fruit typically. If I throw an apple, I throw the whole apple in.
Oh, really?
Right? I don't core it. Okay. I just throw the whole dang thing because I'm...
Seeds? It doesn't matter?
Everything. Really? Okay. All of it. A pear? Throw the whole thing in.
All right.
Right? It just... Because there's nothing left of it. Right? It just takes it all. It grinds it up. You don't even know that anything else was in there. You throw, and people go, oh, there's arsenic in apple seeds. Not enough to be concerned about. So stop.
Okay.
Right? So we just throw the whole thing inside there and blow it up, pour it in the glass, rinse it out, put hot water in it, put a squirt of your dishwashing soap, put it back on the thing for about 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, 15 seconds. Dump out the soapy water, rinse it off, put it in the drain to dry.
Yep.
It is so quick. So it's almost as fast as making that carnation instant breakfast. Right. But you're getting so much more nutritional density. The value is significant. It's huge. Want to be well? This is one of the coolest strategies to use to give your body. I'm not going to use the fancy words. Right. But it's the building blocks our bodies require in a way that we can absorb it easily and take care of it. Now, we put the seeds in as well. The one thing I warn people about when they start doing this is I'll say, don't start with drinking, you know, 15, 18, 20 ounces of a smoothie, right, to start. Have a small one, maybe do it every other day, and then work your way to every day. Then you, if you want to go to a 20-ounce smoothie after you do it for 10 days or 14, by all means. Otherwise, a person can literally have some significant changes in their bowels really fast. Because if you're not used to having 2 tablespoons of flax with all of that fiber, it can really cause some bowel changes very, very quickly. But for nutritional density, for health, for healing, you cannot beat having a smoothie every day as one of your meals.
There you go. Good advice from Dr. Turlop, Dr. Tim Turlop, Turlop Chiropractic. He's here every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, your 30 minutes of vitality. We want you to take that information to the bank and give his office a call today, 352-666-2222. We'll see you next time on your 30 minutes of vitality.
And hopefully see you ladies tomorrow night.
That's right.
Thank you.